How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm broken.
Oh, I know.
Oh, man. Aww. I'm telling you, back issues. There's nothing worse.
Yeah.
I'm on, like, pretty heavy-duty painkillers now, so...
Okay.
I don't know what's going to come out of my gob today.
This will be an interesting show, lads.
See, about three of you at the moment. I don't know which one is the real one. There's an AI version, and then there's one wearing old Victorian clothing.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's the ghost.
That's actually you.
No, that's me,
What happened yesterday? What'd you get up to, Vic?
I was actually just chilling, doing stuff around the house, the usual. But I tell you something funny. You know the way, like, my kids love to see old stuff, right? So mm-hmm. we were looking at old 80s ads on YouTube last night.
Okay.
And I've got to tell you, lads, the 80s just did not give a you-know-what.
Oh, there was no filters at all, was there?
There was an ad. There was a couple of, if I can say the C word, I know it's we're in February, but there was a couple of Christmas ads on. And there was one where there was a Santa sitting on an armchair.
Yeah.
And he was having a read through the newspaper, and he got to a certain page.
Yeah.
And he had a close-up look at that page, and he pulled the paper right next to his eyes, and then he put it back again. And then the door behind him opened, and in walked a lady that was wearing what can only be described as scantily clad lacy stuff.
Okay, and ad was for, what was it for?
For News of the World. She then proceeded to sit on the arm of the armchair next to him.
Yeah.
Put her arm around his neck and, you know.
And the headline was, get your baubles out this Sunday. Was it?
And my kids just looked at me and went, James, my
what
eldest just looked at me and went,
what's going on?
What's going on? And I just went, it was the 80s, son.
I know.
Anything could happen then.
And that's all we had. Especially anybody my age that was growing up, in the 90s when the old man would come home on the Sunday with the papers. Sunday World was the only one. Would always have some sort of a bikini model. And was like, oh, Jesus, I'll have to go to mass after that. No.
Back in the day. That was it. But they just couldn't work out why there was a lady not wearing very much giving Santa a Christmas kiss.
All right.
So, yeah, that was what was going on in my house yesterday.
Things were different.
That wasn't the only explanation. There was lots of explanations needed for a lot of those 80s ads.
Oh, there's an ad that's gone viral recently, and it's a German ad.
Yeah.
And it's a load of German people sitting around a table.
Yeah.
And she goes over, and she's like, she's obviously asking everybody, hey, what would everybody like for dinner tonight?
Yeah.
And they all said Chinese food.
Okay,
so she goes over to the press and she gets this sachet, you know, like stuff that you'd make shepherd's pie out of.
Okay, yeah.
And she puts loads of stuff into a pot. She pours in the sachet, mixes it up. She's made this Chinese noodle broth or something. Then she dishes it out to everybody. And then the special effects of the day, everybody turns from German into Chinese.
Oh my God, was that an 80s ad? That's unbelievable.
And they're all sitting around.
They're not.
The caption was probably turns you Chinese. I don't know what it was, but it was like, oh, lads.
It was a different world, though,
completely,
wasn't it?
Completely.
I don't think. I mean, we've done a complete and utter 360 now in the world, haven't we?
And part of me wants to go back to a bit of crack again, you know?
I tell you what, lads, I do have a bit of a yearn for the 80s and the 90s.
It's too
again.
Sanitized, you know what I mean? It's like,
you know. Chocolate was normal size.
Yeah.
Mars bar was as big as your fist.
Or was your hand really small?
I think
you had a smaller... I'm convinced.
No. Shrinkflation.
We had smaller hands. Everything looked bigger.
But yeah, that was what was happening in my house last night.
Wow. Red FM breakfast. With KC. Love waking up in Cork. Red FM. All right, 6:14. Good morning. Can we talk about holidays, everybody?
Holidays.
Anybody thinking about their old summer holidays?
Oh, God, yeah.
Or where they're going to go?
Yeah.
I've booked off already.
Where are you heading?
Spain.
Okay.
You're dead right, Kel.
Are you swimming or flying or what's the crack?
I'll be flying.
Good on you. I feel really bad now a couple of months ago when I remember when I was giving out saying that I was over in Portugal, it was too hot and I didn't want to be there. I wanted to be home. I would like to retract that.
and
apologise to everybody involved, including my own family, for cribbing about the heat. I'll never give out about it again, I swear to God.
Did you say it was too warm?
Too warm.
It was too warm.
Warm.
It was too warm.
Warm.
Too warm.
All right. 87% of people will do this on holiday. 87% of people do this on holiday after they've done a load of research with 2,000 people. Right. What is it?
Run out of money.
Run out of money is very good. There's nothing worse when you're on holidays and you have money budgeted, but it's Wednesday, you've 4 days to go, and you're already gone in the red.
Yep.
It's not run out of money, Rory.
Is it men checking out women on the beach?
That will happen inevitably. Yeah. Always wear sunglasses, lads.
Get sunburned.
Oh, you just stole my one.
Sunburned is not there.
Steal something from the hotel room.
What would you steal from a hotel room?
I don't know. People steal slippers and robes and all kinds of stuff, don't they? Shampoo and...
They do, yeah. The little minis and whatnot.
Yeah.
Is it complaining about too many tourists being at a tourist spot?
Oh.
That's a good one, but it's not there.
No.
Yeah. What about having a fight with the hotel staff?
Oh.
Yeah, that could happen too.
Okay. Or fight with your better half.
That
always happens.
Yeah.
Do 87% of people say, I can't wait to get home once they get there?
Oh.
Yeah, there's an element to that, isn't there?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to going back, yeah.
Is it something to do with the tea?
Tea?
A cup of tea.
Not having their own things. Yeah, yeah.
Do they say it's too hot?
They don't, actually. And it's not block the shower with sand, as somebody just messaged in, which everybody does when you come back from the beach. Yeah. It's have a huge fight with their partner and swear that this is the last time they will ever go on holiday again with them.
Absolutely. Hey, wake up.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC. Let's get some money. The €1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park and Maham Point Retail Park.
He's building houses out in Glanmire but has popped into the toilet to hide to do the quiz this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Brian. How are you, Brian?
I'm good. Not too bad. How are you?
It sounds very echoey. Is there even a Jax in that new house yet, is there?
There is.
Please tell me you're sitting on the toilet right now.
I actually am sitting on the toilet right now.
Good man, Brian.
You're sitting in the toilet. Have we got the Snickers pants on and the hard helmet?
The whole
shebang.
I'm
painting such a picture here for everybody. Brian, what's the company you're working for? Do you want to give them a mention?
John Cronin Paving and Patios.
Oh, very good.
Well done, John Cronin Paving and Patios.
And where are you building the new houses in Glanmire? What area?
Ballinglana in Glanmire.
Oh, yeah.
Right there, up past Monkey Maze.
All right. That'll keep you busy for a while, I hope.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Good man. All right, €1,000 with your name on it.
Come on, Brian.
Brian, don't let us down here. Let's go, buddy.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Brian, finish the name of this show. Keeping up with?
Kardashians.
Question number 2. What holiday island is known as the White Isle?
Ibiza.
Jimmy Barry Murphy was a famous Cork what?
Footballer.
Jimmy Barry Murphy was
and
a famous...
Holler.
Yeah, question number 4. What is James Bond's code name?
007.
Question 5. Taylor Swift's song could also be 2 weeks. It could also be called what?
Fortnite.
Question number 6. Can you name Brendan O'Carroll's comedy show that's on BBC?
Mrs. Brownsville.
Question number 7. What is the name of the current Pope?
Pope Francis.
Question 8. What Irish singer has a song called Something to Someone? A male Irish singer, Something to Someone.
Keane DeCore.
Question number 9. What Irish girl group were famous for double denim?
Bewitched.
Question 10. What year was Titanic the movie released? 1997 or 1999? Quickly.
1999.
Okay. Did you just say what you were doing?
He said shush.
Oh, yeah, it just came out.
Yeah, is the flush working on that, Jax, as well? Because I think you dropped something.
Oh, that was a good round, Brian.
Brian, you did all right, man. You did okay.
Flew through that.
Are you nervous about any of these, Brian?
Yeah, I think the last one's 97, I'd say.
Okay. Listeners, get ready. I want to know what you scored on today's pop quiz, all right? Finish the name of the show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, the White Isle of Ibiza. Jimmy Barry Murphy was a famous Cork hurler. Yeah. But did he play football as well? Excuse my ignorance. Was Jimmy Barry Murphy a footballer as well?
Possibly. I thought he was just a hurler, but anyway, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, you got that one. 007 is correct. Fortnite is correct. Mrs. Brown's Boys is correct. Pope Francis is correct. The Irish girl group that were famous for double denim was Bewitched. What year was Titanic the movie released? You have 2 to go to a grand, by the way. Titanic, 1997 or 1999? It was 97. Sorry, bro. It was 1997. And the other one was Dermot Kennedy, by the way. Something to Someone is a song by Dermot Kennedy.
Yeah, that was a good go, though.
Brian, I'm sorry now. Brian on the pot, you've got yourself a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors, and we'll have to bring you back again.
We definitely will.
No problem. Thanks.
Thanks so much,
done.
Sir. And best of luck with the new bills there.
And you're right, Jimmy Barry Murphy was a footballer as well.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks for clarifying that,
well
everyone.
Done.
Okay.
I probably would have got the 10 right though if that one didn't come through.
Yeah, I know. Totally true, yeah. All right, make sure. Okay.
It.
A good flush now before you go back to work, all right?
No matter.
See ya.
Red FM Breakfast. With Now. Only pay for what you want to watch. Now you know.
That's the sport with Simply Suits.
There is a lineage between Leeds succeeding and Liverpool winning Premier Leagues. Do you know the last time that Leeds qualified for, was it they got into the Premier League or something? Liverpool won.
Liverpool won, okay.
And there was another time where they had a big win. And,
so if Leeds win, basically Liverpool, well, Liverpool had the league wrapped up, so it's that kind of done and dusted. Like,
have you just admitted that?
Yeah, it's like it's not even a competition anymore.
That's
it's like
great.
Grand.
Thank you very much.
Get
we'll
over
take
it.
Well that. Thank you so much. Thank you, sir. I'll play your jingle. Thank you. As well. Listen, buddy. I love it when you wave the flag of defeat. Let's go. We're doing it earlier this morning.
We are.
Would anybody like some horrific dad gags?
Have you got a funny joke? What's up now? Only a red
egg. Listen, buddy, you have three in a row under your belt. I'm very proud of you. For the nation of Cork, can you please kick off dad gags for us this morning, please?
A horse walks into a cinema and sits down. A woman a few seats away says, "What the hell is this horse doing here?" And the horse says, "Well, I love the book."
That was a good opener, Raw.
Kelly enjoyed that.
Why is Arsene Wenger coming in on dad gags? What the hell is that all about? Lads, did you know before the crowbar was invented, crows simply drank at home?
Yes! I love that too!
As I get older, I remember all the people that I lost along the way. I was a terrible tour guide.
I asked my granddad how did his prostate exam go the other day. He gave it two thumbs up.
There's no coming back from that.
I don't think there is.
God.
My wife left me a note on the fridge this morning and said, "This isn't working." I called her and told her it was working perfectly.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, that was brutal.
Oh, God. Me and the lads are going to open a chiropractor business, lads. You know, we're calling it the Back Straight Boys. No? Kelly, no?
Not bad.
I found a great place online to order sausages. I'll send you a link.
I don't get. Hold on a sec.
Individual sausages are called links.
Are they?
Are they?
Yeah.
I didn't get that.
I did get that.
Thanks, Kel.
There you go.
No, you butchered it.
Kelly!
Kelly's winning this
one. What's going on?
Go on, Kel. Double whammy.
Have you been sold badly made substandard double glazing? If so, you could be entitled to condensation.
Yay!
What's the opposite of mango?
Mango? I don't know.
Woman, stop.
What?
Oh, good Lord.
I didn't hear it.
Woman, stop.
Oh, God.
Who does Mr. Tato... Why does Mr. Tato have a phone?
Don't know.
Kelly?
I don't know.
He needs to call Johnny Onion Rings, you know? In case Johnny Onion Rings. I made a Hames of that joke. Why does he have a phone in case
Johnny Onion Rings?
Oh, yes.
A horse walks into a bar. The bartender says, "Hey!" And the horse says, "You read my mind."
Hey, he wants hay. Oh, God.
This is my second favourite joke of all time. What do you call an Irish fella who breaks up fights?
Oh.
Liam Malone. Yay! Liam Malone! Liam Malone! Liam Malone!
Lads, singing in the shower is great until you get shampoo in your mouth. Then it's a soap opera.
Oh, I've heard that one before. It's good. It's good.
Oh, my God.
What a joke.
All right. My last one. I put my motorbike on Done Deal for sale and I got a message saying, "What's the lowest it can go?" I said about 5 kilometres an hour. Anything less, you'll fall off. Thank you and good night. Rory, one for the road.
Oh, one for the road. All right. The other day I went into a secondhand shop and I bought an old record that said it was called Sounds Wasps Make. I got home and played it and I said, "This doesn't sound anything like Wasps." And then I realised I was playing the B-side.
Thank you. Thank you for robbing one of my jokes from 4 weeks ago.
I think Kelly wins today for that butcher joke.
Kelly Murphy wins.
Yeah.
Go on, Kelly.
Thanks.
Take it off, Kelly. Thank you.
You were both winners in that, though. They were funny.
Were we really?
Vicks VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Starting VIPs this morning, Victoria, with a little bit of sad news.
Okay.
We've lost another soul icon.
Yeah.
Yeah, Roberta Flack has passed away. She was 88. The Grammy winner, the singer, the pianist, the lady that paved the way for black soul artists.
Oh, legend, absolute legend. Yeah.
And brought us one of the greatest songs of all time. She'll be remembered for this and like dozens of other incredible tracks. Killing Me Softly.
Oh, yeah.
The original was Roberta Flack before the Fugees got a hold of it. So just a little rest in peace mention for Roberta Flack. Go, if you don't know anything about her music, go and have a look and have a listen. You love what she did back in the day.
It's all across the papers this morning.
It really is. Yeah, lovely rest in peace, Roberta. What have you got?
The woman who's had a love child with Dave Grohl. Do you remember this happened? I guess it was kind of last year that that news broke and the whole world was kind of shocked because, you know...
Not Dave Grohl.
Yes.
Not the nicest man in music.
There was a lot of that going on, there was, wasn't there? Yeah. I guess he's only human, though. Just because a fella is nice, he still, you know, is only human. anyway, the woman, the mother of the child has been revealed. She's a 38-year-old rock enthusiast from Florida.
Okay. There was all this rumours that it was an Australian lady.
Yeah,
it's
this lady here. Her name is Jennifer Young. And she gave birth to a daughter who was born on August the 1st last year.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby apparently has Dave's last name.
Okay.
So there you go. That's all I have to bring you. But she's been identified.
And what's Dave's current marital situation with Mrs. Grohl?
He's been seen without the wedding ring, but they've also been pictured together out and about.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, they have three daughters. I don't know how old the eldest one is.
They're probably in like late teens to mid-20s,
yeah,
I'd say.
I think they've been married for about 22 years or 23 years or something. So I don't know. But listen, I mean, dropping something like that into the middle of a family is,
I wonder, will Dave bring out his own brand of baby foo fighters? Little jars of...
Dad gags.
I'm sorry.
Dad gags. Yeah, sorry about that.
Taxi.
An ex-girlfriend of Scott Disick. Remember Scott Disick? He was with Kourtney Kardashian and they have three kids together. He was featured on some of those early episodes of the Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Bit of a Lothario around town. Had quite a few younger girlfriends. He was dating Lionel Richie's daughter there for
all night
a couple
long?
Of years.
Was it one date or was it...
Oh, God.
What did they do for the date? Bit of dancing on the ceiling?
Oh, God. Anyway, an ex-girlfriend of Scott, so this was when he was in his Lothario kind of era. I don't know if he still is, but she's called Holly Scarfone, and she's in a new show called Too Hot to Handle, which is streaming at the minute on Netflix. She's been speaking about comments made by Scott about her appearance when she was about 22. But just have a listen to this.
I'm finding it very hard to keep track of this story and who we're talking about.
I felt good in myself, but this older gentleman said to me, oh, like, can we get that boob job you were talking about? And, like, why don't you just take some of that fat and throw it in the back? And we can just do it in one sitting, because why would you want to do all that downtime? You can just recover from it. By the way, a BBL is, like, statistically most dangerous procedures to have.
Yeah, that's the, Brazilian butt lift.
Okay, so they take it from the front and patch it in the back.
But it's supposed to be a highly, very dangerous operation to have.
Why
I guess you're dealing with, some big arteries there, aren't you? I haven't got a clue what I'm talking about.
All right, Dr. Vic, thanks for coming in. Yeah, I'd like to get an arse lift, please. I wouldn't if I was you. Big arteries.
That's why I'm on the radio.
This is me, and I'm with you. Just go for it. I don't know. Just eat lots of ice cream. That works as well, you know? It is 10 to 7 and we're sending you to see the biggest star in the world at the moment. It's Sabrina Carpenter. She's coming to Dublin. You can't get tickets for this for love nor money.
No.
But we have them for you here. Oh, yes, we do. And if you want to win them, stay listening to us after 7 o'clock. I'll give you all of the information, what you're going to win, where you need to go, what you need to do to grab these free tickets, hotel accommodation, a Hummer picking you and three buddies up, cocktail making classes, the whole lot. It's an absolutely incredible prize and you can pick that up just after 7 o'clock on Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. Oh. all the latest things.
3 days to payday, everybody. For those of you paid monthly, it is 6 days to the Oscars, 20 days to go till it's St. Patrick's weekend, and 52 days until the Easter weekend. So we'll be halfway through the year in no time. Yeah, absolutely fine. Yeah. If you celebrate your birthday today, you celebrate with Neil Jordan. Who's Neil Jordan when he's at home?
Is he related to Michael Jordan?
He's Michael Jordan's nephew.
Okay.
No, he's an Irish director.
Oh, right.
He brought us the Michael Collins movie.
Okay.
And he also brought us The Crying Game.
Oh, that's right.
So he was the man behind that. Genius director. He's 75 today. You celebrate with Lee Evans, that mad English comedian.
Sweaty fella.
The little fella with the bucket sweat. And he's got these big comedy ears. He even just looks hilarious.
He does.
But actually, an amazing comedian life. But he quit comedy
a
couple of years ago. Just had enough of it. Was doing these massive arenas, making a fortune. And if you've ever seen him live or seen any of his stuff, he's brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, great character. 1998, on this day, Pamela Lee and husband Tommy Lee were both arrested.
Oh, yeah.
If you remember that story from back in the day. And back to modern day issues of concern.
Yeah.
They're telling us here 72,000 drivers are still on their learner permits.
72,000?
There's a backlog of 72,000 learner drivers still on waiting lists trying to get their full licence.
Mm.
And a huge chunk of them risking going out on the roads and going for spins on their own.
That's a huge figure, isn't it?
Massive, yeah. When did you do your driving test?
I did my driving test when I was 18.
Yeah.
I was going to start telling you my pass rate and my fail rate. Do you want me to tell you?
How many fails?
2 fails.
Okay.
1 pass.
Okay.
I passed them the third time. But in my defence, I had to take the driving test at 5:30 p.m. on a torrential rainy day through the middle at the centre of Luton Town.
In my defence, she walked across in front of me and landed on the bonnet of the car, Your Honour, in my defence.
They say it makes you a better driver if you fail a couple of times, though.
Do you know, the only time you would ever, ever, ever drive perfectly is when you're doing that test.
Interesting.
It's the only time. You're constantly checking the mirrors. You're just so militant about your movements. You have to, because you get ticks, you're gone.
Mirror signal manoeuvre.
That's it. Left, middle, right. Yeah.
Mirror, signal, manoeuvre.
And do what I did. Wear a little short skirt as well. It really works.
I'd say it did.
Absolutely.
Imagine the legs on you.
Got me over the line. They're telling us that Mars used to have beautiful sandy beaches once upon a time. It was a sun-soaked beachy destination. Why do we want to go to Mars? Can anybody tell me?
Why don't we want to go to Mars?
Rubbish. There's nothing there.
But the point is, like, doesn't that totally tell you that there was possibly life like there is on Earth?
There's nothing there now. It's just a big, dead, barren planet. Like, there's nothing on it. There's red rocks and dust.
Yeah, but you see, they want to create life again. They want to start the planet up. They want to give it a jump start, lads.
With what?
With
planetary jump leads.
Elon's foot.
Yeah. I know it's a nice romantic idea.
Well,
but,
it's just there's never been life that we've known on any other planet, but that is the closest that we've come. And you know what humans are like, we just become obsessed then.
But we'll get up there and we'll moan and bitch going, nothing, no Centra, no Starbucks, no nothing. There's nothing up there.
No deli counter.
No, nothing, no chicken rolls, no Wi-Fi, nothing. It's rubbish, I want to go home. Oh, no, you're here for life. Oh, great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The crack. Kate Bush and Annie Lennox and Damon Albarn from Blur have come together with more than 1,000 musicians who have united to back a silent album in protest of AI. So they're releasing a silent album.
What? Hang on, what?
So it's an album that just has the room ambience of a studio. It's like, so it'll sound like this, basically. Can you hear any just a little hum in the background? They're going to release an album with just that noise on it. And that's, they're claiming that that's what studios will sound like if AI takes over music, which it might actually do.
How long is each track?
I don't know. Is it just one, like, 90-minute bit of silence?
Or is it like, there's 12 tracks and they're 3.5 minutes long?
Of silence,
And how do you know when a track has started and finished?
So many questions.
Oh, lads, they haven't thought this through, have they?
But the idea, people will buy this probably, but it's basically to protest against.
Do you know what this was?
Yeah.
This was somebody's idea down in the boozer on a Friday night on the back of a beer mat. And now they've all just gone, let's go for it, we'll do it. Yeah.
There's been loads of other kind of protests in music. Back in the 90s, the KLF, a dance band called the KLF, burnt $1 million.
Do you mean KLF is going to rock you?
Yeah, those people. Yeah,
right.
All Bound for Moomoo Land.
Yeah,
Tammy Wynette.
That's right.
Yeah. They set fire to £1 million. Allegedly.
It could have been fake money.
It could have been. I don't know.
There's no way you'd do that.
I've got a substantial amount of leftover dab gags from earlier on this morning. Weapons to take down Rory. But unfortunately, I didn't get to them. Pick a line there, Vic.
I'm going to pick line 3.
Loads of lines. Good afternoon. It's Caroline. Hello, Caroline.
Well, how are you?
Hello.
Not too bad. Caroline, don't let us down here now, Caroline.
That
you know, the nation...
I'm
the
really
nation,
feel under pressure now.
Yeah, no pressure at all, girl. You're grand.
The nation of Cork awaits your gag. If you make us chuckle, if we get a laugh from any of the team, I mean anybody, you're going to win 100 quid for your dad gag. All right? If you don't, if you fail, if you fall at the fence, you get nout. Aww. Absolutely nout.
You're going to do well, though, Caroline.
We'd be bloody
it.
Lousy not to laugh at her joke, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
All right.
It's fairly bad now, to be honest.
Okay. Is it how bad is bad?
Okay, so we'll just go for it.
Oh,
I only know 25 letters of the alphabet. I don't know why. See?
Oh, I'm sorry. That was... Everyone's bursting.
He's winding you up, Caroline.
That was mean.
We were all laughing, but
he turned
us,
our microphones off.
He did. Isn't that awful, Caroline? Imagine he's doing that to you live
really
on the radio.
That's really bad, because I've actually spent the week telling people that joke since I heard it.
Oh, you were testing the market with it. Oh, very
and
good.
And that's actually how all you treat
week.
Caroline, do you want to double down? For thanks to KFC.
Yeah.
The Zinger Double Down will offer you double money, 200 quid for joke number 2. Or do you want to take the money and run?
Sure, go on, I've that to lose.
Yes!
Yeah, well, you have
on.
Actually 100 quid to lose.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, go on.
Why couldn't the toilet roll across the road?
Why couldn't it?
Which is one already.
You've won already.
That's all you needed to say to the boys, Caroline.
Caroline, why couldn't the toilet roll across the road? What is it?
Because of the crack.
Yay! That's brilliant.
Come on, Caroline.
Caroline, you got 200 quid.
Yay!
Well done.
Nice one. Thanks so much, guys.
Listen, thanks for waking up with us. Have a beautiful day, all right?
Take care.
I loved that tumbleweed moment. This is what we have to do. Leave them sitting, lads, all the way. You know the way there's loads of people out there that are constantly looking for ways to make money by bringing people to court or suing them or falling off ladders or punching holes in the rented apartment of the ceiling of the apartment there.
That's right, yeah.
And all this water comes rushing down and they're traumatised, so they go and sue them for loads of money. Professional sewers are out there and they exist. But one fella has taken it to the next level.
Okay.
A fella called Benjamin Creators took Red Bull to court.
Right.
Claiming their famous slogan, Red Bull gives you wings, was misleading. He won $13 million because the Red Bull he was drinking didn't actually physically give him wings. You know the way I'm a small bit of a Collins obsessive?
Yes,
Michael Collins obsessive,
yeah.
Cork County Council has acquired a linen handkerchief which was in Michael Collins's pocket at the time of his passing.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be on permanent display, history heads, at the Michael Collins House Museum, which you should visit, by the way. It's
a
brilliant setup down there. The artifact was donated some years ago by Michael's brother Sean, and it was with a short note dated August 31st, 1922.
Wow.
And it reads, Akara, accept enclosed a souvenir of Michael in his pocket at the time of his passing from Sean, his brother. You don't get much more.
What does that do to you now? You've got goosebumps.
Big time.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That is the pinnacle of Cork history, this stuff. So to be able to go and check that out is mega. Cork County Council acquiring that handkerchief on display. Michael Collins Museum down Clonakilty direction.
Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Hold on, my love.
Okay, Justin Bieber is on everyone's lips at the moment, probably for all the wrong reasons, but he's been pictured out and about quite a lot lately, looking worse for wear, to say the least.
He looks wrecked.
He does.
He looks like he's in trouble.
Yeah, he does.
And he also looks like that he's 7 and he's borrowed all his dad's clothes to go to school.
Well, there's that as well.
Yeah.
But he's lost a savage amount of weight. And as I said, he was pictured out and about over the weekend, and I can only describe what he looked like as worse for wear. And then he had a bit of a lash off a paparazzi photographer over the weekend. I'll just set the scene for you. So he and his wife, Hayley, were coming back to their car in a car lot. Now, the audio is slightly grainy because it's being recorded off the paparazzi photographer's phone. But you can hear the interaction there. So have a listen.
Thank you, JB, bro.
Yo, why'd you thank me?
Because you're the best,
don't
bro.
Don't thank me, though.
No, I thank you.
That's disrespectful when you thank me because I'm not asking you to be here. You know what I mean?
Okay, brother. I'm just saying thank you for everything
you
do for us.
But I'm saying I don't want you to be here. So when you thank me, it's disrespectful. Just take your pictures and let me do my thing.
So thank me? That's strange.
Well, yeah. I have to say in that instance, I totally agree with him. Like, that is obnoxious. Isn't it? From the paparazzi thanking him.
No, I don't think so.
No, I think it is.
The pap was just saying, hey, he just said thank you for what you do, as in your music and your photos.
But he's not. He's saying thank you for letting me take your picture. And Justin Bieber is saying, yeah, why are you thanking me when I haven't given you permission in the first instance?
I don't know. I think Bieber's been the strange one there. Maybe, yeah. I don't know. What do you think? 0868 104 106?
I hate to say it, but I think it has all the hallmarks of Britney.
Is in a kind of a public breakdown kind of feel to it.
Well, she just, remember how papped she was getting everywhere she went, and it just got to her in the end. And I hope to God we don't get there with Justin Bieber. But anyway, watch this space. Actress Kate Hudson has been talking about one major regret she had about turning down a certain film role that she was offered. Have a listen to this.
Devil Wears Prada. That was a bad call. And it was like a timing thing, and it was like, I couldn't do it. I should have like made it happen, and I didn't. When I saw it, I was like, ugh. But again, everything happens for a reason. There's a reason for that, you know? It's funny, movies, it's like waves of things that are happening and then people shooting at different times. Like, you don't do them because you don't want to do them. It's like, oh, you're doing something else, and it just sucked.
So she could have played Anne Hathaway's role in Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah.
Which, as you know, ended up being a really big movie.
But that happens all the time, I'd say, with big actors missing out on big shows and whatnot.
I'd say it does, but interesting to hear her talk about what it was like then when she saw the film and she went,
All right.
Could have been in that one. Have I got time for any more?
Give us a bit of Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant. I always imagined that a film set or a movie set becomes like a kinship with all the actors. I would imagine you get really close. You're working on a film for a couple of months. According to Hugh Grant, that has all changed. Why? Phones. Have a listen to this.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Films are so weird now. They're so weird because everyone's, you know, in the old days, by the end of the second week, you were all getting drunk in the evening and having dinner and falling in love with each other and all that. And all that stopped because of telephones. Really, everyone goes home and looks at Twitter. It's so sad. You know, Tarantino bans telephones from his sets, and quite right too. And the people they do all each other. So I'm told.
I love the way that he calls mobiles telephones.
Telephones. And I tell you one thing. I tried, lad, in 1995, there was no mobile phones when I was in the backseat of a car with Divine Brown having a cuddle. How documented would that have been, darling? 753, Red FM.